Hello and welcome to the Cybersecurity Insider. My name is Igal Behar. Today I'm going to talk about phishing email. So yesterday I got an email from a customer, and this is like a continuation to another podcast that I made like about 2 weeks ago. I had a case study about Office 365 data breach and network breach. And then later on, we continue to do the investigation on their internal network. So this email came from the same customer, from the owner of the company. And I made sure to take all the identifiers of this customer. So let me share the screen and show you what I got from him. So this is the screen. And as you can see, the email from, it says help desk. I mask the customer information, customer name, and then you see the email address. So of course you see it's something and then .co.jp, which is a corporation in Japan. And then it went to Steven, and then the domain name, which they have the real email address, otherwise it wouldn't get to him. And then it says email report for Steven something, okay? And hi, Steven, your password will expire today. You can keep using current details. Okay, so then there is a link here that says return your password. So now, as you can see in this picture, I mean, it's not clickable because I copied the picture. And then it says Steven and then help desk. So I took the... I copy the link, right? If you would click here or you hover with your mouse on your email client, you'll see the URL. And probably a lot of people would just go and check to see what is under that link, what it displays, and just would click on that email, and that will take them to a website. So let me share, let me stop this sharing. And then I want to share with you the URL, just to give you, so this is the URL, okay? So you see all this, as I call it, gibberish, but then you see the beginning of the URL, and this is definitely not Office 365 URL, okay? So let me stop the sharing. So first I'm gonna copy that link, and I'm gonna minimize it, and I'm gonna do stop share, and I am going to copy the link. Okay, let me share the screen first. Okay, share. Okay, so I copied the link, I'm gonna press the enter, and okay. Okay. And it says on top, redirecting. Now, just for the purpose of this conversation, if you go to Office, right, and you click, you'll see login, Microsoft Online, blah, blah, blah. So this is a correct redirect. Now, I'm going to say that I'm not a robot, right? But I'm gonna stop sharing because I don't wanna see the pieces of information. So let me stop the sharing. It will bring you to like a legit login screen. So let me show you that screen. I'm gonna remove it. And it's a little bit complicated here to show all this stuff. Okay. So after you click that you are not a robot, right? You'll redirect it and then we'll get the screen and the full email address will show here. Okay, that's it. So I'm gonna stop the sharing. I'm gonna put everything back. I'm gonna do next. And nothing is happening. Interesting. Okay. Well, it's supposed to bring me to the next screen where it asks for the password, like a multi-stage login. So you put the username and then you click the next, and then it brings you to the password. So you put any type of password, it doesn't matter, whatever, it will take everything. And then interestingly, it will forward you to another place. And I guess I saved those screenshots. So let me grab those and show you those screens. Okay, let me view them as a list. It's gonna be easy for me. Right. The details, right? Okay. Okay, and those, yep. Yeah, I found it, but it goes to a different place. Okay. And then it shows the password. Okay, this is the one. And then what was the next screen? Okay, perfect. So now if I made a wrong password, okay, so it's right here. And it doesn't matter what password I typed in the password, it will take me to this link, which is very interesting. Here is one. No, it's not being shared. But something is moved here, those places, which is hard to see what happened. Okay, let's stop the sharing again. And okay, so let's do it again. Share screen, and I want to show you this one. Share. Okay, so now it takes you to this link, which is a little bit interesting, I would say. I'll try to make it bigger. And it takes to cloud.sophos.com, release, message released. Very strange. So what it does, it collects a password that goes with that username and then give you a fault message that your email was released, but it actually said to return your password. So this is kind of, a little bit sloppy process by the person or persons or attackers, however you want to call it, that send this email. And this is just to show you how this works. I have other pictures that shows the password request, but then it's with the full username, and I want to reveal the customer information. So my final word is be careful. In this case, the customer was worried about it. They said, oh, this looks fishy. I don't want to click it. Let me send it to our cybersecurity experts to give us their opinion. And I checked it. It looks not legit. And then I did the same exercise, but yesterday it really worked. I could really get the password. And then if you remember, there's links there. Those links don't function. If you click them, they're not taking you anywhere. So the only way for you is just to put the password, they click the next, but you cannot, the only way you can just X completely the entire browser screen and close it. So this is kind of to show you an example of how those things work in terms of a phishing email and how to identify those phishing emails and avoid clicking them. And this is, you need to show this video to your employees to make sure that they understand how to see those phishing email and X and don't click the link. Please don't click the link. This is very important. So thank you for listening to this session. Thank you. My name is Igal Beha from the Cybersecurity Insider. Thank you and have a safe internet browsing, I would say. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of the day. And I'm going to stop sharing and end the session. Thank you.